NFT Memorial to Mormon Transhumanist Leaders, by Lincoln Cannon, on Tuesday, July 13, 2021. In April of this year, I completed my fifth and final term as a board member of the Mormon Transhumanist Association. During those 15 years, it was my privilege and pleasure to share in service on the board with 24 of the finest people that I know personally: Andrew West, Ben Blair, Blair Osler, Brad Carmack, Brent Alsop, Bryant Smith, Caleb Jones, Carl Youngblood, Christopher Bradford, Connie Packer, Corey Funk, David Foster, Don Bradley, Dorothy DC, James Carroll, John Ogden, Joseph West, Carl Hale, Leonard Real, Marcus Flinders, Michael Ferguson, Nathan Hatfield, Pace Ellsworth, and Wendy Smith. Each of them, without exception, has inspired and educated and helped me in unique ways that I revere. Reflecting on the time and experiences that we shared, I wish to find some durable way to help me remember and to help us all commemorate. To that end, I minted a limited edition of The Computation of Humanity, a work of digital art that I created in 2018 with help from Michelangelo and artificial intelligence. The mint consists of 51 non-fungible tokens, NFTs, on the Ethereum blockchain. And they will persist in space through time, at least by reference, for at least as long as that blockchain survives. The limited edition mint of The Computation of Humanity is dedicated to the leaders of the Mormon Transhumanist Association. The association is the world's leading advocacy network for ethical use of technology and religion to enhance human abilities. Each NFT is dedicated to a particular board member of the association, past or present, as well as a particular three-year term for which that board member was elected. Here are the specific dedications, each linked to its representation on the OpenSea website. 0 Lincoln Cannon 2006-2009. 1 Carl Youngblood 2006-2009. 2 Brent Alsop 2006-2009. 3 Christopher Bradford 2006-2008. 4 Joseph West 2006-2008. 5 Corey Funk 2006-2008. 6 Leonard Real 2006-2007. 7 Marcus Flinders 2006-2007. 8 Andrew West 2006-2007. 9 Bryant Smith 2007-2010. 10 Carl Hale 2007-2010. 11 David Foster 2007-2010. 12 Christopher Bradford 2008-2011. 13 Joseph West 2008-2011. 14 Corey Funk 2008-2011. 15 Lincoln Cannon 2009-2012, Julio Prisco. 16 Carl Youngblood 2009-2012. 17 Brent Alsop 2009-2012. 18 Bryant Smith 2010-2013. 19 David Foster 2010-2013. 20 Michael Ferguson 2010-2013. 21 Christopher Bradford 2011-2014. 22 Nathan Hatfield 2011-2014. 23 Brad Carmack 2011-2014. 24 Lincoln Cannon 2012-2015, Micah Redding. 25 Dorothy DC 2012-2015. 26 James Carroll 2012-2015. 27 Carl Youngblood 2013-2016. 28 Carl Hale 2013-2016. 29 Don Bradley 2013-2016. 30 Christopher Bradford 2014-2017. 31 Joseph West 2014-2017. 32 Nathan Hatfield 2014-2017. 33 Lincoln Cannon 2015-2018. 34 Dorothy DC 2015-2018. 35 Blair Osler 2015-2018. 36 Carl Youngblood 2016-2019. 37 Don Bradley 2016-2019. 38 Wendy Smith 2016-2019. 39 Christopher Bradford 2017-2020. 40 Ben Blair 2017-2020. 41 Pace Ellsworth 2017-2020. 42 Lincoln Cannon 2018-2021, Michael Ann Gardner. 43 Blair Osler 2018-2021. 44 Caleb Jones 2018-2021. 45 Leonard Real 2019-2022. 46 Wendy Smith 2019-2022. 47 Connie Packer 2019-2022. 48 Carl Youngblood 2020-2023. 49 Ben Blair 2020-2023. 50 John Ogden 2020-2023. The mint order of the NFTs represents two variables. First, the order ascends with the initial year of the term of service. And second, where the initial year of the term of service is the same, the order ascends from highest to lowest total number of years of service. You may view all 51 NFTs in the limited edition Mint of the Computation of Humanity at OpenSea. Although they look similar, each NFT is unique. Each has unique visual and metadata characteristics. With careful inspection, you may observe most of these unique characteristics. To observe them all, you must own or otherwise have ownership-level access to the NFT. As I minted the NFTs, I offered each as a gift to the person for whom it serves as a dedication. I'm keeping 2 of 5 NFTs that represent my terms of service. And I offered the other 3 as gifts to some people who, although they did not serve as board members of the association, were particularly important leaders in the religious transhumanist community during these years. Those people are Julio Prisco, founder of Turing Church, Micah Redding, executive director of the Christian Transhumanist Association, and Michael Ann Gardner, a former CEO of the Mormon Transhumanist Association. Mormon transhumanism is still a very young movement with far more potential than achievement. But the creation of that potential is itself an achievement. And, with much help from others, these people led the association to that achievement. May you live forever. Thanks for listening. This is an audio podcast of Lincoln Cannon. Lincoln Cannon is a technologist and philosopher, and leading advocate of Mormon transhumanism. Visit Lincoln Cannon online at lincoln.metacannon.net.